Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish of Allston, Massachusetts, welcoming you to our broadcast, which comes to you every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at 950 a.m., 100.3 FM WROL. You can also find us at WROLradio.com, and after the broadcast, you can find us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, it is Monday. It's now the 14th week of Ordinary Time. We just finished not only Independence Day and Independence Day weekend, but we also just finished the 14th Sunday of Ordinary Time. The focus that I gave on my homily, which you're going to hear in about 30 seconds, was where Jesus says that what the Lord hid from the wise and the learned, he revealed to the childlike. And so the focus of my entire homily is, what exactly does that mean? So here's what I preached this Sunday. There is a fascinating teaching in today's gospel, and I also believe that we are witnessing it in action outside the door. We heard and read much catechesis in our time, and our need to do good works is evidence of our belief in God. However, as I've said before, over the centuries, that teaching morphed into we must do good works to get into heaven, and I've addressed that many times. So over and over, we hear people trying to be good enough to get to heaven. Many atheists, due to that teaching, equate God with Santa Claus, based on the same principles, of course. The analogy to Santa Claus is obviously incorrect. Today, Jesus preaches a powerful principle that is not taught as much, and because of this, especially in this area of the country, we see a more deistic understanding of our faith. Again, go back to the idea that we have to be good enough to get to heaven, and that will create in us faith without transcendence. It is faith that is virtually void of God, whom we only encounter at the end of our lives. One of the principles of this sterile faith that spilled over to form atheism is that if God exists, why is there evil in the world? The concept is actually closer to a pagan understanding of God. The reason is, in that view, we see God's role and his sole job is to protect us from evil. That is a superficial understanding of God. If you add that to the atheist understanding that we cannot define good or evil or moral or immoral, which is what Bertrand Russell taught, you can see this sterile concept of God. Jesus teaches something completely different in his prayer. Those who have faith receive it from the grace of God. It's an interaction that begins not with us seeking to be good enough to find God, but God seeking to bestow on his children the wisdom that is part of being fully human. As St. John teaches, it is not that we love God, but that God loved us first. Those who do not have faith, by the way, do not because they refuse the grace. So when Jesus speaks of the wise and the prudent in today's gospel, he is referring to those who are worldly wise but have no supernatural faith. St. John Henry Newman defined them as those who trust in their own intellectual powers. Isaiah called them wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. So when Jesus says these words, which we have in the Gospel of Matthew, the Jews to whom Matthew wrote were quite familiar with the term. It means those who reject the wisdom of God because they believe their wisdom is sufficient and even superior. Keep in mind that both Jesus and Isaiah and maybe St. John Henry Newman used the words to describe religious leaders. Today we may expand that group, but it still includes religious leaders. When Jesus speaks of childlike faith, St. John Henry Newman tells us he speaks of those who walk by faith. For Jesus is saying that the truly wise walk by faith. That is because the childlike are really the truly wise who understand a deeper level of the realities of the human race. We do not walk exclusively by faith, but by faith and reason.
St. Augustine taught that we have a natural inclination to sin. One of the things we see happening outside is revolution to bring down the old ways and to create new ways and to form utopia. These ideas began in earnest when Marxism first appeared on the scene. The question no one asks is, are we, as humans, capable of creating utopia? The wise and prudent of whom Jesus speaks will say yes. However, the childlike, meaning those of us who walk by faith, will say no. Humans on their own cannot create utopia, at least without breaking a few eggs, which is what Stalin called the violence he used to create the Soviet Union. Our role is not just to teach morality, for example, but to introduce people to prayer and a relationship with Christ. And with that prayer and relationship with Christ, then we can speak to God as we would a good friend. And then we can teach morality. But if we make the first step to teach morality, and then we teach prayer, we teach people to misunderstand our faith. When we teach prayer first, we teach them to understand and appreciate the presence of God. In our faith and in our union with God, we discover a deeper understanding of truth, and we act on that truth. However, if we reject God and live, as Jesus says, like the wise and the prudent, we build upon false assumptions that will lead to the destruction of our society. The problems we see outside have their roots in the latter. What do we see outside now? People deciding they need to destroy the structures of the past, but what are they going to create in their place? If they don't understand the reality that Jesus describes to the Father, what they will create will be worse than what they tore down. And we've seen it over and over and over again in our world. In the 20th century, in Russia, Germany, Cambodia, Eastern Europe, China, Cuba, North Korea, etc. All of them built on the same principles that Jesus admonishes to the Father. The Catechism of the Council of Trent explains that when one gets weighed down by sin, it becomes a heavy burden. But even the worst of all sinners is invited to be free of that burden by seeking Christ in penitence, sorrow, and humility. No one is excluded from that invitation. No one. So our time challenges us to seek to be closer to Christ through faith-filled humility. Our witness, rather, to the true wisdom may help others see the better way and make the more sustainable changes, which are obviously, as we can see, still quite necessary.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts. We'll be right back right after this. You've decided to return to your faith and to start to go back to church. Then everything seems to go wrong. It's almost as if the Lord is making it harder for you. You're discouraged. Have you read Sirach chapter 2? Yes, Sirach chapter 2 has one of the most powerful words of encouragement.
When you come to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for trials.
It reminds you that your difficulties are how God is purifying you.
Though in fire, gold is tested, in the chosen, in the crucible of humiliation.
So the next time you feel the whole world is working against you, check out Sirach chapter 2.
In the We're Old back.
And
Testament.
Before the break, you heard my homily from this past weekend. It was actually the homily I gave on Sunday. And, obviously I do more than one Mass, and I pretty much give the same homily. So what I'll do is I'll figure out which one came out the best. And the one on Sunday happened to come out the best of the two versions, and the difference is extremely slight. But I thought I'd use that one. And I think, actually, I'm not sure, the timing seems to be right. I spoke a little bit slower in this one, it seems, but maybe not. But anyway, as you know, I use Verbum software. They're not a sponsor of the program. I use Verbum software. Now, if you're not familiar with Verbum, you may be familiar with the other form of the software, which is for Christian communities that are not Catholic, and that is called Logos. Same company, same software in a sense, except Verbum is more oriented towards Catholics, and the Logos software is more oriented toward other Christians. Now, one of the fascinating things I learned many years ago, and I also took a seminar at Gordon College. I always call it Gordon Cornwall. I think it used to be called Gordon Cornwall. I don't know. But it's Gordon College up in Hamilton, Wenham. And I took a seminar on preaching there and also reading other preachers and other sermon preparation books and whatnot. I've learned that many of the evangelical preachers will prepare for hours, and I'm talking anywhere from 11 to 22. Now, granted, they preach longer. They preach 2 to 3 times longer or 4 than Catholics. So obviously, I preach a shorter amount of time, but I still need to prepare for that time that I'm preaching. So maybe I don't have to prepare for 22 hours, but I do have to put hours of preparation into my homily. And so that's what I do. And through Logos or Verbum software, I am able to research the passage I'm going to use. And as you heard, the passage I used was very simply that passage where Jesus says, "What you have hid to the Father from the learned and the clever, you have offered to the childlike." So by researching that, and I came up with like 25 pages of notes. 25 pages, all done, because I didn't have to write them out. They're all done by computer, but 25 pages. And what I was able to draw upon is what you heard there. And it's really a call for us to recognize there is a change that is needed in our society, absolutely needed, but we have to do it correctly, and we have to do it by walking by faith and humility. Otherwise, we run the risk of making even worse mistakes than have been made so far. In the meantime, we will be back tomorrow, as we are here every single Monday through Friday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon at 9:50 a.m., 100.3 FM. And we will see you tomorrow. Have a blessed day. Have you visited CatholicAudioMedia.com? There you can find material to help strengthen your faith and even support this radio program. Web videos on how to read the Bible, music from Father Adriano Zandana, links to column websites, and even the Pauline Bookstore, and even merchandise such as coffee mugs to bring a smile and encouragement during this time. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.